This episode of the DTFH is brought to you by Ridge. Listen, man, I feel terrible because I left my Ridge wallet in the car. But I must tell you, I destroy wallets. That's what I do. Like, if you are trying to identify me as an animal, one of my primary characteristics would be he destroys wallets as a practice. I don't even know how I do it. Like, I don't do anything special with them, but by the end of a year, if I even kept a wallet that long, it looks like somebody was using it to train an attack dog. And I don't know what that is, but Ridge Wallet, my God, it has somehow held up. It feels like I just got it yesterday. These things are like the most durable wallet of all time, and it's compact. It's compact. Not some big old giant stupid wallet. You feel like you're sitting on a little pillow all day, smushing it, getting that ass heat on it, melting down the fibers with your flatulence, not a Ridge. Ridge wallets are insane. You got to try it out. But now, Ridge has just released the Ridge 2.0, the most refined version of the Ridge wallet. It's 10% lighter, and they've made it even more modular with improved cash straps, money clips, and the AirTag attachments. That's right. You could stick a little AirTag on the thing, and you won't lose your wallet anymore. It's made with premium materials like aluminum, titanium, and carbon fiber. Over 50 colors and styles to choose from. Of course, I picked Black Power Wallet. I don't know if they even want me to talk about this, but you got to try their chargers. Check this baby out. Woo! This thing is so good. Look at that. Just sticks to the back of your phone. Beautiful. Built-in chargers. A readout here, so you know how much is charge is left on the thing. And it's, I don't know, man. It holds a ton of battery life. Sorry, Ridge. I don't even know if you want me to read that. So don't just get the wallet. Get the charger. For a limited time, Ridge is having their huge Black Friday sale. Head to RIDGE.com to get up to 47% off your order. This is by far the biggest discount they've given all year. That's Ridge.com for up to 47% off your order during their biggest sale of the year. After you purchase, they will ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them the DTFH sent you.
Folks, we got a lot to talk about today. You all know there's a lot going on in the world right now. I'm sure you've got your eyes on the news, and even if you are watching the MSM Legacy Media, you no doubt are getting injections of fear into your amygdala right now based on all the things that are happening. We've got a fog over North America. This is a neurological toxic fog composed of millions of nanobots that have been manufactured in deep underground military bunkers by android scientists that are implanted with alien brain organoids, which is allowing them to run as they do. Now, you might be experiencing a fluctuation in your mood states right now. You might be penduluming between feelings of great fear, anxiety, and potentially even an orgasmic joy that comes upon you in unexpected moments and makes you explode inside your pants or squirt all over your kitchen or wherever you may be. These fluctuations are totally normal when the sun is in supernova mode, which is being generated by high-powered magnifying glasses, which have been placed on top of the Vatican and are re-reflecting the sunlight back onto itself, which is heating it up. Now, the heat of the sun and the solar flares and the plasma being blasted from the sun is interacting with the tectonic plates because they want to open up Lemuria again and re-release the mud flood, reset history. This is why you've got Zuckerberg investing millions of dollars along with all the other global elites in the world in building their own survival shelters underneath the ground. Now, is there anything you can do to fight back against this inevitable retransitioning, repositioning, or essentially a reset, control alt delete on the entire history of the human race? Absolutely not. But one thing you can do is you can measure your mood states with my new new double black obsidian mood state measure. Not only will this tell you what mood you are in, and no, it is not a mood ring. This is high-tech technology they didn't want you to have. It leaked out of a DARPA laboratory. They didn't want it out there. I got access to it. They sent this to me in a brown package that I opened up, and I couldn't believe it. Now, you can check right now with just a tiny drop of blood, not only your IQ, but what purity level you're at and the things you've been thinking. Now, these reptilian shapeshifters want your purity level to be below 42. Once it drops below 42, you open yourself up to demonic possession. Many of my friends have found themselves possessed by the spirit of JonBenet Ramsey, and I know everybody thinks she was innocent, but my God, once she gets into your body, you're going to be doing 360-degree spins with your head. It displaces your spinal cord, and you're going to be paying the chiropractor a visit for a few months just to get that thing corkscrewed back where it belongs. It's not a pleasant experience. You got to keep your mood state up right now because they're feeding on your psychic energy, which they're using for the magnifying glasses that are redirecting the sunlight. That's the energy that they use. Enough of us can get happy, they won't be able to heat the sun up, which is what they're trying to do. It's called a code red. They want to code red the sun and blast that thing all over the galaxy. All you got to do is take one of these things and you just stick it right here against your finger like this. But wait, first, I just remembered I didn't put a new needle in. By the way, if you were wondering, I have been working on my manifesto. It's right here, as you can see. We are in mid-manifesto phase. This will be released. I'm going to be placing this in a bank vault. And if anything should happen to me, over 500,000 copies of this are going to be airdropped over New Jersey. Folks, you really can't go without one of these. This is a Teflon-plated medical bag. This thing can survive the shock of bullets. It can survive anything, a ninja sword, any kind of super sharp ninja blade, throwing stars, etc., will be redirected and reflected off of this medicine bag. Inside this bag is over 70 ounces of ketamine and, of course, Zen nicotine pouches, which are the number one way to prevent the incoming bird flu. All right, where'd it go? Here we go. You got to make sure that you always use clean needles, folks, whether you're, I don't have any, and I'm not, you know, this thing's got toothpaste on it. I'll probably get blood poisoning. So there goes that gag. I forgot to bring my needles. Wait, let me look. All right, folks, here we are. Got my clean needles. Also, might I recommend Colgate 3D white strips. Now, the last thing you want to do when you're shining that bright smile, which we call the smile of gnosis, when you wake up to the reality the demiurge is in control and we are living in a synthetic matrix-style universe created by a being that was jealous of God and just decided that he would go and essentially steal God's number one joke, which is the creation of eternity, reality, and everything that we are existing within. He sucked our souls into a prison, a soul prison, which we're all existing in. Anytime you've taken enough mushrooms or smoked that wacky tobacco, you probably have experienced a general sense of unreality, especially if you've done nitrous oxide balloons in combination with any kind of psychedelic and have seen the grid of the matrix. What you're looking at there is the walls of the simulator that we're in right now. All right, here we go, folks. Now, right here, what you're looking at, this pin here, it looks like a pin. It's not a pin. This is the exact same device the Soviets used to inject polonium into their enemies. You could just walk right up to anybody and poke them with this, which is why I always wear a skin sheath. This might look like my skin. It is not. It is a bodysuit. This is a rubber material that cannot be penetrated except in one area, which happens to be the finger that I'm going to inject this thing in right now. And for those of you watching out there in the deep state who would love nothing more to inject me with polonium, I want you to know I swap out the finger, so you'll never know exactly where the one tiny opening is. And no, I do not have an opening down below. I wear a diaper beneath the skin suit, so you're not going to be able to penetrate me that way either. I'm essentially invulnerable to any of your nanobot swarms, and I walked around in the fog when it came over Austin, and nothing happened to me because of my various systems of self-protection from the deep state. If you're interested in that, I happen to have just published a book for kids, Protecting Your Children from the Nano Swarms of the Deep State. You can order that. The kids love it. It's made just for kids. It's got a special little kitty cat, a wonderful character, who is the Explorer is his name. Stanley the Explorer. He basically goes on an adventure, goes underneath the Vatican to check out some of the secret scrolls they have under there, which talk about the actual history of the human race prior to the mud flood when we existed in Tartaria. And no, that wasn't the World's Fair. If you ever seen pictures, can you pull up a picture of the World's Fair, please? Take a look at this, folks. They want you to believe this is an actual fair. They want you to actually believe that these people constructed. You got to go way back there. Just click on an old there, right down there. There it is, right there, folks. I'm surprised they haven't. Whoa, yeah, that's a World's Fair. They just constructed that, didn't they? Humans just thought, oh, you know, we'll build. Now, can you put up a county fair? Pull it, enlarge that. Enlarge that, folks. I need you to take a look at this. These are one of the things they want you to believe. The Crystal Palace of London was just a temporary... Is that from the World's Fair? Oh, what do you know? Built by Sir Joseph Pack, whatever. Open it back up again. We can glitch it out here. We got hackers in our system. Built by Sir Joseph Paxton for the Great Exhibition in 180, whatever. The Crystal Palace marked the greatest span of glass and building. The building was later destroyed by fire. Folks, they want to eliminate everything that used to be. We used to live in a beautiful civilization. There are glass palaces. You couldn't walk 5 feet without finding a glass palace. Every single toilet bowl was made of gold. This is why Donald Trump uses golden toilets. If you have any kind of issue with your bowel movement or any kind of your gut biome, will be corrected by a simple dump on a golden toilet. This is what George Washington used to use the restroom on, and this is what the pharaohs used to use the restroom on. They're not going to show you at the very center, at the core of the Great Pyramid of Giza, there is a golden toilet that the pharaoh used to fill with his noble waste. Now, let's do a check here. I'm going to do a little quick check here, folks. Load this thing up. And then you just put it on your open finger and you just take a little popper there. And then there we go, folks, right there. That's what they want. That's what they want. They want your blood. They want to drain your blood, not just your blood. They want to drain everything inside of you. And of course, this thing just went down, folks. This is what I'm talking about. Up there. There we go. Yep. There you go, folks. This is the kind of thing when you're getting gang stalked, they're going to get into your devices. And right there, it says, I'm fairly happy right now, meaning that I am immune. I am immune to any kind of influence. And I do not expect to be possessed by JonBenet Ramsey or any kind of spirit today. Now, folks, final message here before we dive into the next phase of the podcast. I just want you all to know. You don't have control. You can't do anything about the drone swarms. You can't do anything about the fog. You can't be doing anything about the Manchurian candidate born identity style lunatics who have been exploding things and driving into things. There's nothing you can do to stop the reptilian agenda other than to find a way to be happy. That's what they don't want you to do, which is why you'll never hear Rachel Maddow, Legacy Media, fountain of volcanic lies, a volcano of lies wearing ridiculous glasses. She'll never hear her say, just be happy, because when you're on your deathbed, there isn't a single person on their deathbed who said, I wish I was filled with more anxiety and watched more news. Not a single person has said that. 95.5% of men on their deathbeds ask for a hand job from one they love. That's what you want when you die. And you're not going to get joy and happiness and the sweet smile of a fresh release upon entering into the light, which you should not go into, by the way. It's another trick of the demiurge to get you to reincarnate in the never-ending soul cycle that you've been trapped in. You're not going to get that sweet smile and that gentle exhalation of relief that comes after living a good life closed out by a happy ending if you've spent the majority of your life terrified. To quote Friedrich Nietzsche, imagine that you are on a loop that you just repeat your life over and over and over again. You make the same decisions over and over and over again for infinity. That means if you've spent the majority of your life unhappy, you are in hell. So it is your responsibility right now to find a way. I don't care what you do. I don't care if you got to go shove your face in a dog's ass. I don't care if you got to go toss a pit bull salad to find that little spark of joy. Go do it. Because, folks, you are in control of your own destiny. You won't be able to use telepathic powers to explode those drones torturing the poor residents of New Jersey. But one thing you can do is get out there right now and make your life happy. Make your life fulfilled. Follow your dream. Follow your heart. And most importantly, don't forget to order. Where the hell did that go? You'll find a link for my mood testing blood devices just down below. Make sure you order these. We are use offer code Freedom of the Soul, and you'll get 30% off your first order of these things. And folks, you'd be amazed. Sometimes I feel like I'm as happy as a French clown at an orgy, and I do the test and realize I'm miserable. And right there is where they get into you. Right there is where they penetrate. Right there is where they slide their fingers up the leg of your heart. And the next thing you know, you're squirting demons all over the face of your family. And you can't do that right now because that's what they want. We'll be right back.
This episode of the DTFH is brought to you by Ridge. Listen, man, I feel terrible because I left my Ridge wallet in the car. But I must tell you, I destroy wallets. That's what I do. Like, if you are trying to identify me as an animal, one of my primary characteristics would be he destroys wallets as a practice. I don't even know how I do it. Like, I don't do anything special with them, but by the end of a year, if I even kept a wallet that long, it looks like somebody was using it to train an attack dog. And I don't know what that is, but Ridge Wallet, my God, it has somehow held up. It feels like I just got it yesterday. These things are like the most durable wallet of all time, and it's compact. It's compact. Not some big old giant stupid wallet. You feel like you're sitting on a little pillow all day, smushing it, getting that ass heat on it, melting down the fibers with your flatulence. Not a Ridge. Ridge wallets are insane. You got to try it out. But now, Ridge has just released the Ridge 2.0, the most refined version of the Ridge wallet. It's 10% lighter, and they've made it even more modular with improved cash straps, money clips, and the AirTag attachments. That's right. You could stick a little AirTag on the thing, and you won't lose your wallet anymore. It's made with premium materials like aluminum, titanium, and carbon fiber. Over 50 colors and styles to choose from. Of course, I picked Black Power Wallet. I don't know if they even want me to talk about this, but you got to try their chargers. Check this baby out. Woo! This thing is so good. Look at that. Just sticks to the back of your phone. Beautiful. Built-in chargers. A readout here, so you know how much is charge is left on the thing. And it's, I don't know, man. It holds a ton of battery life. Sorry, Ridge. I don't even know if you want me to read that. So don't just get the wallet. Get the charger. For a limited time, Ridge is having their huge Black Friday sale. Head to RIDGE.com to get up to 47% off your order. This is by far the biggest discount they've given all year. That's Ridge.com for up to 47% off your order during their biggest sale of the year. After you purchase, they will ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them the DTFH sent you. And now drawing lessons. So, you know, guys, a great way to relax and have fun and just enjoy yourself in life is to draw. So I thought that I would share some of you. You know, a lot of people have been asking me how I became such a master artist. Let's just start over. And now drawing lessons. A lot of people have been asking me how I became such a master artist. Well, the answer is I studied for many, many years at the DeVry Institute for Art and Sketching, dedicated my life to it, and I have practiced ever since I was a kid. When I was five, in fact, a Cambridge professor happened to go into my elementary school because he had food poisoning and had explosive diarrhea, just had to stop somewhere to use the bathroom. He got confused about where the bathroom was and ran into my classroom. It was the craziest thing. This classic professor, corduroy jacket, spectacles, little white beard, came running into our classroom while we were drawing. And I said, oh my God, this is in the bathroom. I'm so sorry. And then just like exploded diarrhea all over a lot of the classroom. It was really, a lot of the kids were crying. But then because he was sick and I guess he was getting incredibly dehydrated from what was happening to him, he just fell on the ground and happened to fall right in front of one of my sketches I was doing with the crayon. And he just saw it and just said, oh my God, who did this? And I said, I did. And as he is evacuating his bowels, he said, please take my business card. I didn't even know what that was, but I gave it to my dad and he called him up and I was invited to teach as a child at Cambridge to teach drawing, which is the best way to learn is to teach. So regardless, I thought I'd share some tips for the beginner drawer, the intermediate drawer, or even a late stage drawer master. So let's jump in. Anytime you are going to draw, it really helps to have paper and some kind of device to draw with. In this case, I use a Micron 01 sketch pencil. This is an ink machine is what we call it in the art world. And I kind of like to have an idea of what I'm going to draw first. So in this case, we're just going to be doing a portrait that I just sort of cook up in my own mind. Now, whenever I draw, I like to start, especially when I'm drawing a face, I like to start with the head like that. And usually a nice oval shape works for the head. Of course, depending on the head that you are going to draw, maybe your head doesn't have an oval. You know, that's sort of the freedom of drawing. You could do one of these guys if you wanted. And, you know, I know you're probably looking at this and you're like, I can't do that right away. This is why we practice. You just start it at the beginning with some lines, and that's pretty much all you need to think about when it comes to drawing is like, you're just doing lines, and if you do the right series of lines together, then the lines will make a face. Take a look at that. And again, guys, this is not the kind of thing where you're just going to jump. There's never been a person that I'm aware of who just jumped on a horse and started galloping that baby around the pasture. It takes time. You got to get really cool boots. You've got to get a little strap thing that you put on the horse, and you've got to find a horse. See that? This is just a little creature. And this is a creature that actually every time that I smoke dimethyltryptamine, I see this creature. It's got one of these things, a little star on its head, like that. I don't know if you can see that star. And it's got these like interesting protuberances coming out of the side of its head. It's got a, you know, to me, this is beautiful, this kind of body. And I'm so sick of this fascist idea that you have to have a body that matches, I don't know, Timothy Chalamet or something to be beautiful. And that's what he tells me anytime I inhale dimethyltryptamine smoke. This creature appears to me and he says, every body shape is beautiful and everything is beautiful if you look at it the right way. He's got these incredible moobs. Just so the algorithm knows, these are not female breasts. These are moobs. I guess I'll avoid the nipple. And he's got four moobs. Wait, six moobs, actually, now I think about it. Sometimes he has four, sometimes he has six. And I asked him about that, and he said, please don't ask me about why that happens. So, and that's a really good practice. If you have any friend or anybody in your life who has that situation of like, some days there's two moobs, some days there's three, some days there's four, you know, if they want to open up to you about why their moobs are multiplying, then let them. But if they don't want to talk about it, the best bet is just to leave them alone. Now, he's got these interesting stars on his hands too. They kind of remind me of the sheriff's star. So I wonder if he's a sheriff. But whenever I ask him if he's a sheriff, he just laughs. Now, what's really interesting about this little guy, he calls himself Natus King, and is that he's got more than two arms. He's got four arms. And sometimes in this hand, he's holding what appears to be the thing that Aquaman has.
Trident.
A trident. Yeah, he's got a trident in this hand. And in this hand, he's doing the, I guess he's a sports fan. He's doing the, what do you call it? The symbol of the Texas Longhorns. See that? And then what's really cool about this guy, and I kind of love this part, is he's got eight legs. So is he a spider? Is he a spider with moobs? Like some kind of body positivity spider? I don't really know. And again, you know, I think that it's good in the hyperdimensional realities accessible to human beings via meditation, holotropic breath work, or fasting, to follow the same general etiquette guidelines that, oh yeah, and he usually has a necklace. Check this out. Now, I know what it's like to be in a hurry. I've been in a hurry. We all have. And my guess is when he's putting his necklace on, he gets in a hurry. And he doesn't have time, or he doesn't realize that it's a crucifix, but it's like he hung it the wrong way. It's like upside down. Now, the message of this being, Natus King, is love yourself as you are. And he, you know, I remember, it's so funny. Sometimes I like to inhale dimethyltryptamine smoke before I go to the gym. It's when I get my best workouts. I get ripped. It sucks. I try to inhale dimethyltryptamine smoke while I was on the abdominal machine, and I got thrown out of the gym and I had to go to a new gym. And I'm like, what? It's not cigarettes. What's the big deal? But it, like, you see Brad Pitt in Fight Club. You see any classic hunk with abs. I promise you that is a result of smoking dimethyltryptamine while doing crunches. It's just, it goes perfectly together. The point is, I was about to go to the gym, getting ready for my, it was glute day. And he appeared to me and he said, why are you going to the gym? And I said, well, you know, it makes me feel good. It kind of makes me feel like I'm in control of my life. It gives me a sense of autonomy over my destiny. And he just goes, blah, 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 blah. Have you played Path of Exile 2? And I said, no, I have not. And he said, why don't you, instead of going to the gym today, go to the local 7-Eleven, get a jumbo box of Oreos, and just play Path of Exile 2 for the rest of the day and into the like late night. And I said, well, I've been trying to get on a good sleep schedule. If I stay up till 3 a.m., I generally like underperform the next day. And he said, well, there you go. You see, that's post-industrial revolution toxic masculinity manifesting as ambition. He said, in the days of the factories, that's what they wanted. They wanted a good worker, got up early in the morning, refreshed and ready to work in the factories. But is that who you want to be in your life? You do realize, like, this is corporatist, consumerist, capitalist propaganda that is giving you a guilt complex and, most importantly, pushing you away from leveling up your character, which is not easy to do once you get to level 48 and are on the Act 3 boss and you can't find anywhere to grind to get that EXP. It was a convincing argument. Now, the other cool thing about him, I almost forgot, is he has got, like, I don't know what it is, but it's some kind of tube thing that comes out of what looks like a mouth in his stomach. And it's a veiny tube. And this is what's really cool what this thing does, if you can see that. That veiny tube, it's got little teeth like this. And it's got like a mouth here. Now let me see if I can finish drawing this thing. It got a little sort of attempt at a beard. And I don't know if I'm going to depict it correctly, but it honestly looks a little bit like Mr. Beast. And this thing vomits these eggs. I guess they're eggs. They're like brown eggs. They're brown, stinky eggs. And if I open the eggs, there's nothing in them. They're just solid brown all the way through. So I don't know what, if I'm supposed to like put them in a hatchery or something. But, and then if I leave the stinky brown eggs out long enough, flies come and fly around the eggs. So I don't know what that is. But anyway, I hope this inspired you all and that you, I don't know if I just fuck that. Yeah, I just hope that you guys have the, and always make sure that you sign your art. There you go. That is now signed. And we are going to have a drawing. And how many subscribers are we up to now, Josh?
120,000.
We are up to 120,000 subscribers. Once we get to 100 and whoever my 130th 1,000 subscriber is. I'm going to send you this. This will be yours. And that means you're going to be probably pretty rich because this will sell for a ton of money. And that is the end of the drawing lesson. On to the rest of the podcast. This episode of the DTFH is brought to you by Ridge. Listen, man, I feel terrible because I left my Ridge wallet in the car. But I must tell you, I destroy wallets. That's what I do. Like, if you are trying to identify me as an animal, one of my primary characteristics would be he destroys wallets as a practice. I don't even know how I do it. Like, I don't do anything special with them, but by the end of a year, if I even kept a wallet that long, it looks like somebody was using it to train an attack dog. And I don't know what that is, but Ridge Wallet, my God, it has somehow held up. It feels like I just got it yesterday. These things are like the most durable wallet of all time, and it's compact. It's compact. Not some big old giant stupid wallet. You feel like you're sitting on a little pillow all day, smushing it, getting that ass heat on it, melting down the fibers with your flatulence, not a Ridge. Ridge wallets are insane. You got to try it out. But now, Ridge has just released the Ridge 2.0, the most refined version of the Ridge wallet. It's 10% lighter, and they've made it even more modular with improved cash straps, money clips, and the AirTag attachments. That's right. You could stick a little AirTag on the thing, and you won't lose your wallet anymore. It's made with premium materials like aluminum, titanium, and carbon fiber. Over 50 colors and styles to choose from. Of course, I picked Black Power Wallet. I don't know if they even want me to talk about this, but you got to try their chargers. Check this baby out. Woo! This thing is so good. Look at that. Just sticks to the back of your phone. Beautiful. Built-in chargers. A readout here, so you know how much charge is left on the thing. And it's, I don't know, man. It holds a ton of battery life. Sorry, Ridge. I don't even know if you want me to read that. So don't just get the wallet. Get the charger. For a limited time, Ridge is having their huge Black Friday sale. Head to RIDGE.com to get up to 47% off your order. This is by far the biggest discount they've given all year. That's Ridge.com for up to 47% off your order during their biggest sale of the year. After you purchase, they will ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them the DTFH sent you. Nothing feels quite as good as completing a masterpiece. And the only thing that feels better than completing a masterpiece is having a masterpiece on the wall of your house. And so I'm going to propose a little contest here. Once my subscribers, what are we at right now, Josh?
120,000.
Once my subscribers get up to, I don't know, what number, Josh?
130.
130,000, I'm going to do a random drawing of all of my members, all of you who have subscribed to be members, the deep core of my heart, the heart of my soul of the world, the soul of the universe. Then in one of you, I'm going to reach out to and I'm going to mail to you this masterpiece, which you will be able to hang on the wall of your house. So if you haven't subscribed as a member yet, and you want to be part of this drawing, and you want to have access to, no doubt, what will be worth an unquantifiable sum of money, then all you got to do is just however you become a member on YouTube. And for my listeners out there, just become a member on YouTube. Once we hit 130K, the contest will end. And, you know, it's like I remember, you know, when I started podcasting, people would email me and say, do you accept Bitcoin donations? And I was like, fuck your nerd money. I don't know what that is. I don't want to do a wallet. It's sweet of you, but come on. I don't know. I'm living in a sublet, man. You know, I don't know how to do a Bitcoin wallet. Now, if it accepted those donations, then we would probably be doing this podcast from an orbiting space cruiser right now. But unfortunately, I passed up on that moment that the universe was like, do you want to have yachts in your life? And so similarly, this is your moment. This is your chance. This could be yours. It could either be yours or the Guggenheims. You pick. Become a member. You'll get commercial-free episodes of the DTFH and lots of other stuff. You know, I just resurrected something I used to do on the Patreon and will be doing again. Hopefully, I'll figure out a way to get them both to happen simultaneously on YouTube, which is our meditation group, A Journey into Boredom, where we just sit and meditate. And it's really fun. If you're interested in meditating, it's a chance for you to just sort of, and it sounds nuts, I know, but group meditation is really great. And it's especially if you are just trying to like get into it, because there's just a lot of like basic questions people have about it. And everyone in the group, they all have different ways they meditate. Some people meditate the way I do, which is boring, basic bitch Buddhism style. Some people do other forms of it, but it's a great group of people. And right now it's on the Patreon, but it will be on YouTube membership soon. Now, a little news for you. Can you pull up that news article? Check this out, friends. This is what has been on my mind with all the crazy shit going on. This, friends, whoa. Scientists want to entangle human brains with quantum computers to learn about consciousness. A team of researchers believe they may have a way of testing the hypothesis that consciousness in humans arises from entanglement within our brains. To do so would involve creating interfaces between human brains and quantum computers and attempting to measure any resulting changes in consciousness. Can you scroll down a little bit? Now, this guy is getting a lot of attention right now. In 1989, British mathematician and Nobel Prize in Physics winner Roger Penrose suggested that quantum entanglement is involved in consciousness. Though we cannot summarize his full argument spread out over several books, the gist of it boils down to the idea that there are some problems that cannot be completed or comprehended by traditional computers. Humans can deal with these problems and comprehend them, such as non-computable numbers and Gödel sentences, and so the human mind must not operate like a traditional computer. Instead, Penrose suggests that consciousness could arise from quantum entanglement within the brain. Now, this is fucking nuts for a lot of different reasons. Number one, Penrose's theory is the pathway to sort of connect secular materialist ideas of consciousness with mysticism. If our brains are actually quantum computers, there's some kind of quantum entanglement happening in the human brain, then what that means is that potentially consciousness is not a result of what we would consider like traditional neurological activity, but rather the human brain becomes more like an antenna. Now, this is incredible. This is what anybody who's gotten into any form of Buddhism, any form of meditation, any form of spirituality, if you or any kind of psychedelic, no doubt you've had the experience where you become less of a you and more of an everything. It's just this incredible moment where, you know, the unified consciousness state has been studied in many different forms. I remember the first time I experienced it was on a dose of LSD. It's just that moment where you merge with everything. And so what the fuck is that? Now, this is also accessible via meditation. And also for some people, it could just happen on a hike where just suddenly you're not there anymore, but you're there. You're everything. You're not a you. You're not a singular thing anymore. Now, maybe what's happening there is, you guys, you've been watching it long enough. You know I'm about to stammer my way through something I don't really understand that well. So any physicists out there watching, please correct me all you want. But the way I understand it is, at the quantum level, things can go into what's called a superposition. This is the Schrodinger's cat, basically. You put the cat in the box. The cat is simultaneously in the box, not in the box, dead, not dead, because we don't know what's going on in there, in the box. Now, I don't know the totality of this insane thought experiment, but the superposition is where the thing has stopped, is not collapsed into a particle, but is now a wave. And so the idea would be that consciousness, perception happens because, our brains collapse the wave into the particle of attention. And so the moment you're focusing in on something, you're no longer a wave, you're a particle. And this is how we're observing everything. The moment you get a nice meditation practice going, or whatever your spirituality is, or the moment you take the correct dosage of some psychedelic, and P.S., psychedelics aren't for everybody. I'm not advocating the use of psychedelics necessarily. A lot of people don't do well with them. For God's sake, don't fucking just go running blindly into the world of psychedelics. In the earlier versions of me, I would have advised that. But these days, be careful, friends. Shit out there is very powerful these days. And God knows what you're getting. I don't know what you kids are doing out there. I don't know what you're doing out there on the dark web ordering God knows what from God knows who up in Sweden. Who knows what you're actually, that's where LSD came from. But the point is, if we discover a way to entangle the human brain with quantum computers, it is going to redefine everything we understand about human consciousness and human identity. And it points towards what we read about in all of the transcendental scriptures, like the Bhagavad Gita, for example. The soul is neither born, nor does it ever die, nor having once existed, does it ever cease to be. The soul is without birth, eternal, immortal, and ageless. It is not destroyed when the body is destroyed. Now, if you think of the soul as the waveform of consciousness, the sum total of all consciousness in the universe prior to collapsing into the identity, which would be karma, then that makes sense. If non-local consciousness is real, then holy shit, we truly are these eternal beings that have been collapsed into the particle of our identity, essentially crucified on the crucifix of eternity and linear time. And that's the experience of being human. And so the fact that this is now like being studied in a real way, because this is always the question, how do you study the soul, or what is the soul, or what is consciousness really? Forget the soul bullshit. But where the other thing about it that's insane is that if we entangle a human brain with like the new Google Willow, which is the most advanced quantum computer on Earth, or maybe on a billion different Earths in the multiverse, then there's the possibility that that is the road to actual strong general AI, AGI. That's the road to AGI, that's my insurance company. It doesn't matter. The point is, while all the crazy shit's going on in the world, this is actually happening. They're really looking into this insane. Now, this episode of the DTFH is brought to you by Ridge. Listen, man, I feel terrible because I left my Ridge wallet in the car. But I must tell you, I destroy wallets. That's what I do. Like, if you are trying to identify me as an animal, one of my primary characteristics would be he destroys wallets as a practice. I don't even know how I do it. Like, I don't do anything special with them, but by the end of a year, if I even kept a wallet that long, it looks like somebody was using it to train an attack dog. And I don't know what that is, but Ridge Wallet, my God, it has somehow held up. It feels like I just got it yesterday. These things are like the most durable wallet of all time, and it's compact. It's compact. Not some big old giant stupid wallet. You feel like you're sitting on a little pillow all day, smushing it, getting that ass heat on it, melting down the fibers with your flatulence. Not a Ridge. Ridge wallets are insane. You got to try it out. But now, Ridge has just released the Ridge 2.0, the most refined version of the Ridge wallet. It's 10% lighter, and they've made it even more modular with improved cash straps, money clips, and the AirTag attachments. That's right. You could stick a little AirTag on the thing, and you won't lose your wallet anymore. It's made with premium materials like aluminum, titanium, and carbon fiber. Over 50 colors and styles to choose from. Of course, I picked black power wallet. I don't know if they even want me to talk about this, but you got to try their chargers. Check this baby out. Woo! This thing is so good. Look at that. Just sticks to the back of your phone. Beautiful. Built-in chargers. A readout here, so you know how much charge is left on the thing. And it's, I don't know, man. It holds a ton of battery life. Sorry, Ridge. I don't even know if you want me to read that. So don't just get the wallet. Get the charger. For a limited time, Ridge is having their huge Black Friday sale. Head to RIDGE.com to get up to 47% off your order. This is by far the biggest discount they've given all year. That's Ridge.com for up to 47% off your order during their biggest sale of the year. After you purchase, they will ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them the DTFH sent you. I'm going to read a little bit more, but since then it has been suggested that microtubules inside neurons could provide the stable environment for entanglement. Now, this is where it gets really weird. The microtubule thing, apparently inside of neurons, there's these little tunnels. And when you take anesthesia, those tunnels collapse. It shuts it down, meaning that your brain is no longer like channeling consciousness, which is why you can operate on people. This is where the whole damn thing sprang from. It's like they still don't understand how anesthesia works. Now they think they do. So these microtubules inside the neurons could somehow be entangled with a supercomputer, meaning that instead of doing like Elon Musk's creepy cut open your brain, I don't know if they have to do surgery to entangle a microtubule, but theoretically there could be some way, maybe a non-invasive way, to entangle the human brain with a supercomputer, which would at that moment be the end of human history as we know it. That would be the singularity. The singularity wouldn't be what I always pictured it as. It's like, I don't know, someone fucks up a particle accelerator, someone falls asleep, presses the wrong button, tears open a hole in space-time. a bunch of fucking Anunnaki come springing out, and I don't know. That's been my vision for the singularity. But this could be the singularity is more like they discover how to do this, and then because one person has done it, and because all consciousness is connected, we realize that we're all entangled, and boom, you just wake up and realize you're the whole universe. You're like, what the fuck? Why do I keep dreaming that human dream? And go get a coffee or whatever, get in a fight with your girlfriend as the universe, and then back to whatever our lives are outside of the human dream. So definitely look into that, friends. Get ready to entangle your brain. This episode of the DTFH is brought to you by Ridge. Listen, man, I feel terrible because I left my Ridge wallet in the car. But I must tell you, I destroy wallets. That's what I do. Like, if you are trying to identify me as an animal, one of my primary characteristics would be he destroys wallets as a practice. I don't even know how I do it. Like, I don't do anything special with them, but by the end of a year, if I even kept a wallet that long, it looks like somebody was using it to train an attack dog. And I don't know what that is, but Ridge Wallet, my God, it has somehow held up. It feels like I just got it yesterday. These things are like the most durable wallet of all time, and it's compact. It's compact, not some big old giant stupid wallet. You feel like you're sitting on a little pillow all day, smushing it, getting that ass heat on it, melting down the fibers with your flatulence, not a Ridge. Ridge wallets are insane. You got to try it out. But now, Ridge has just released the Ridge 2.0, the most refined version of the Ridge wallet. It's 10% lighter, and they've made it even more modular with improved cash straps, money clips, and the AirTag attachments. That's right. You could stick a little AirTag on the thing, and you won't lose your wallet anymore. It's made with premium materials like aluminum, titanium, and carbon fiber. Over 50 colors and styles to choose from. Of course, I picked Black Power Wallet. I don't know if they even want me to talk about this, but you got to try their chargers. Check this baby out. Woo! This thing is so good. Look at that. Just sticks to the back of your phone. Beautiful. Built-in chargers. A readout here, so you know how much his charge is left on the thing. And it's, I don't know, man. It holds a ton of battery life. Sorry, Ridge. I don't even know if you want me to read that. So don't just get the wallet. Get the charger. For a limited time, Ridge is having their huge Black Friday sale. Head to RIDGE.com to get up to 47% off your order. This is by far the biggest discount they've given all year. That's Ridge.com for up to 47% off your order during their biggest sale of the year. After you purchase, they will ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them the DTFH sent you. And finally, this is the last message I have, and sorry if this gets a little sentimental. Most of you know I'm good friends with Justin Trudeau, and you know, last week I get a call, and he hasn't been calling me lately. I know he's it's been rough for him out there in Canada, and he's been having a rough go. He gets bullied. You know, a lot of people don't know that about him, but it's like he, I guess, I don't know, one of the officials there in Canada, they call him bitch boy, and he's been going to use the bathroom and getting, what do they call him, Josh, swirlies?
Yeah.
It's really awful, man. They've been putting his head in the toilet and giving him swirlies. They've been doing, what do you call them?
They make him do blackface sometimes.
They did not make him do that. And, you know, I really wish they had. That would actually be great. I think that he mentioned the idea to somebody and they were like, you really shouldn't do that. And he was like, no, because he'd been reading this. I sent him the book that's coming out, Stand Up to Your Bully. it's going to be available on Random House. And I sent him that, and like he read that, and then he's like, because the dude had been giving him swirlies, wedgies, made him eat rocks. You don't know this, but right outside of Parliament, you might not know this, they have this like playground where they go and play. Like took sand out of the sand box and like put it in his diaper. I'm sorry, Justin, if that is, you don't want folks to know that you have a fashion diaper, but the he got pinworms from the sand and a very itchy butt. And so he was fed up, and I sent him like a book that details ways to deal with your bully. And then so he was like, no, I am going to do this. You're not going to stop me. I wish he hadn't have done that. The point is, this is a friend of mine. I don't care what your politics are. He's a good guy. And we had a long talk last week. He did not want to resign, but I convinced him to resign. And I know a lot of you Canadians are probably mad at me. I know he was loved throughout Canada. And I've already been getting emails from upset Canadians who said this was essentially our Superman. And now what do we have? Now what do we have? And you still have him. That's the main thing. You still have him. He's still there. And he's going to start a daycare, which is fucking cool. So theoretically, you could actually bring your children to Trudeau's daycare center. And the way they're going to run the daycare is really cool. The daycare is like a miniature Canada. And he will be I told him, look, maybe not Prime Minister of Canada, but what if you started a daycare and you're the Prime Minister of the daycare? And so it's going to be run like Canada now with its own currency, everything. So you don't have to feel like you've lost your hero. He's still there for you. If I don't know where the daycare is going to be right now. He's kind of like he's been hammered for like a week straight, and he's kind of not in a place to get into business right now. But as Justin Trudeau's life coach, I just want to say it'd be really nice if you guys would give him a fucking break. Please stop bullying him. Please stop calling him names when he's out jogging. Please just, he's a sweet dude. He's got some fucking issues. Who doesn't have some issues? He's a sweet guy. He didn't want to be the prime minister. That was a bet he took when he was on a cocaine binge. And he just ended up prime minister and just decided to run with it. So come on, take it easy on him. And I congratulate you for your courage, former Prime Minister Trudeau. We'll see you next week, everybody. Hare Krishna.